Jeremy's right there. Welcome back out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Coaches Preview Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Happy to have you along for the ride, Andy Bulbarch. Coach Tom Evans with you with the Chronicle Telegram. Sean Bennett joining us here as well, talking some high school wrestling between now and 9 o'clock. And we have a bunch of coaches lined up between now and 9 o'clock. We've got our very first one, our very next one lined up here. We've got Avon head coach Jeremy Johnson joining us. Coach Johnson, we appreciate the time today. Thank you for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
And let's begin with your expectations for the upcoming season.
I just think we just need to take it one week at a time. I think our high expectations are to be conference champs again, get down to the state tournament, get 3-4 guys down in the state tournament, and anytime you get that many guys down in the state tournament, you're looking at big board placements and just finishing the year strong.
Coach, obviously you got to wrestle on Saturday night in the state final when you were at Brecksville. How was it being a coach in that same atmosphere last year with Jack Resch, getting to coach under the spotlight when it's only those three mats on that elevated stage? Was it kind of a different experience from that coaching eye, I guess?
Stressful, very stressful. I think a lot of built-up emotions, but I think being a coach is a little bit more difficult. You don't really have control of the match. You could say and scream all the things you want from the corner, but at the end of the day, it's your athlete out there competing, just like any other match.
Jeremy, ninth in the state last year. Mm-hmm. Just an outstanding finish, and you kind of went about it quietly. We certainly get a lot of a pub in Lorain County, but your teams have just gotten progressively better through the time that you've been at Avon. But you had two great mentors. You wrestled for Coach Haverdale, and Coach Greenlee is one of my all-time favorite people at OU. Talk to me about the mix of what you've taken from each of those outstanding people and made your own program out of.
Yeah, two great guys, two great coaches, two great mentors, as you mentioned. Todd Haverdale's done a great job with the program over at Brecksville. I think I was kind of the start of that. A couple classes before me was the start of the build of Brecksville, and they've been at the top five every year since. And then I transitioned into college with Coach Greenlee, and you won't find a better human being than Coach Greenlee. And I think, what he does is he treats his athletes like people. You're just not a number. He cares about you as a person. Him and I still talk every other week about how things are going. So I think building those relationships, I think that's a key part that Greenlee really brought to the table from a coaching aspect.
Coach, from your time here at Avon, I think this is probably one of the better years as far as returning talent. You got a couple state placers, a district placer, several district qualifiers returning and stuff like that. How excited are you about this season, knowing you've got a lot of seasoned wrestlers in there, and that this could be another big season, both team-wise, and some of these individuals could do something huge?
Chopping at the bit. I think we had a great preseason, a great summer. Just excited to get back at it. I know usually we meet and the season has already started, but just getting excited for Friday to be here, and a lot of high expectations, but like I said earlier, it's taking it one step at a time. And I just think overall, our summer was so great, where we had Ty Doherty, who wrestled several different matches, who's somebody who's right now under the radar. He wrestled 60-plus matches, and he's not one of our returning guys. He was backed by Cale Saxton. And I also think, obviously our state placers, but we have also two district placers, where we got Ethan Sear along with Mason Bigham, who were both in that go-to match. And I think being in that go-to match is huge for a sophomore. That gives them two more years to feel that and to get down to the state tournament and to wrestle in those big-time matches.
Jeremy, talk to me a little bit about the schedule, because you guys wrestle in the SWC, great wrestling conference, mm-hmm. So you know what level of competition you're going to get in dual meets there. And by the way, I want to compliment you on the dual meet that you do during the day. You did one with Berea Mid-Park. That's a fantastic – I wish more schools would do that. The excitement around that is something else. But your program is building, and as you build your program, you sometimes have to build your schedule with that. Have you looked at doing some different things with your schedule? Have you looked at reaching out maybe to some of these bigger tournaments? Because you got a kid like Jordan, and you really want to see him, and Sexton, you really want to see him pressed and pushed against some of the top. Where are you at with that whole thing?
I think, oh, well, this year is the first year that we have two wrestlers competing in the Walsh Ironman since, I think, Zane Zeman back many years, or a couple years ago. I don't know really know the date, but we have two guys going to Ironman wrestling there. Last year we restructured our whole schedule where we go to Brecksville Holiday Tournament, which is, I think, it's the toughest holiday tournament around. We also added Fricker Duels, which sees some of the Toledo schools, some of the tougher Toledo schools like Perrysburg, Oregon Clay, some of those. And I think last year adjusting our schedule for a little bit of a tougher lineup kind of helped us towards the end of the season when we were faced with St. Ed's and Elyria being in our sectionals. It wasn't a surprise when we showed up to sectionals and we had to wrestle some tough teams.
Coach, we know about Sexton. We know about Jordan. Who's a name that we're not hearing right now that we're going to know come sectionals?
Ethan Sear, Mason Bigham are two returning placers at the district tournament. They were both sixth place. And as I mentioned before, Ty Doherty had a great two summers back-to-back, wrestled 60-plus matches this summer. He was in the national quarterfinals and in the placement match this year out in Fargo. And I think he's somebody who's definitely under the radar as well.
Good stuff.
Coach, the OHSA has done some weird things with the Division I teams in our area for sectionals. I remember just a few years ago, we had to go three different locations, two out in Toledo, one over here, and stuff like that. And they still split teams off recently, had like Midview go off by themselves and stuff like that. This year, Midview's actually hosting the sectional tournament that all the Division I teams in Lorain County are going to get to compete in together. And St. Edward's is not going to be there. How kind of cool is it that there's not going to be a lot of travel? You get to go this year and with a really talented, high-level talent team and get to compete in a sectional where you can possibly push a lot of guys through the next step, the next
first off, term. It makes it easy for you, doesn't it?
Yes.
yeah, it's exciting. I like competing in Lorain County, and I think obviously we're still with Elyria, and that's a very tough team, but I like being with the tougher teams for the sectional. It means you're split once you get to the district tournament. And but I do think having Eds feed into that district, we're going to have a lot more guys I expect to qualify for the district tournament. And for those younger guys to get that experience, I think that's valuable.
That's great. And I'm just going to go back, harken back to my days when I was with the Greater Cleveland Coaches Association. And I remember we proposed seeding the teams like Columbus did and letting teams pick what section they're going to go to. And I remember very vividly Coach Barger, when Walsh was Division I, telling us, he goes, I'm going wherever St. Ed's goes. If they're one and I'm the two seed, I'm going to their sectional. He goes, I'm going to see them first week and then we'll be away from them at districts. Mm-hmm. He goes, that was his philosophy back then. So, you know, there's a lot of different move people around. Yep. You can be with, you know, you're in Lorain County. You got St. Ed's on one side of you. You got Elyria on the other side of you. So you know what you have to be competition-wise. Okay. And I can just tell, Jeremy, you embrace that. Mm-hmm. And when the coach embraces that, the kids embrace that. And I think that's the important part about that.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. High expectations for the Eagles this season. No question about that. So We appreciate you stopping by. And best of luck to you guys this season.